We were talking about hay. Did you ever see hay? You said when you left it in the field, you'd put it in a what? Maybe in a...
Well, we used to haul it and put it in the barn, and we shopped some of it in the field, but the majority part of it, my daddy bought a baler when I was a little bitty old boy, and we started baling. So we tied it with hay wire. We didn't use strings, didn't have to tie it by hand.
Yeah.
We'd bring and stack it in them barns, and then when we got ready for it, we'd break that bale, hang that hay wire up there, and throw that bale of hay out there to them in the rack or wherever we fed. Most of all, we were fed in racks then, you know, place up. So we didn't have to reach the cracks and pull it out.
Yeah. Did you ever maybe, Mr. Krause, ever cover it in a field? Maybe four poles and a...
She and I covered some beans one time. That's about all I ever... Well, yes, we did. We stacked bales of hay, you know, put that old paper over it, that plastic paper. And it'd just go there early in the morning, water be dripping out from under. And up in the day, it gets all hot and dry in there. But it always form enough moisture night for that plastic to be loaded with water the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd stack it that away, and then we'd have that in a place where we could haul it out from there and cut it and put it in the paste where it stuck with it.
Yeah. Well, did you have maybe something with four poles and a sliding roof? Didn't have one of them?
I've seen some of them with poles, with posts on them. And I know my brother down there, he had a big one with posts and poles on them. He could move his roof back, you know, along. You know, it wasn't a... Because if you put a roof up there and nail it down, you had a barn there.
Mm-hmm.
His were just loose, you know, and then they clean it out and start again the next fall.
Yeah.
We've had them where we never had no poles. What we done, we just put our tarp over it, plastic over it, and throw a couple, throw a rope over it, a wire or something, and tie a pole over on each side, you know, and that pole would keep them binded down, you know, so it wouldn't blow off if it didn't. The heck, it wouldn't them little fast, fierce winds that he'd take cover for a mile.
Yeah. Y'all didn't have an indoor toilet, did you?
Not until we got electric.
Yeah.
We got electric and we got indoor toilet.
What'd you call outdoor toilet?
Oh, well, they call it toilet back of houses and two holes and everything. Thought you did.
Do you have any funny or joking names for it like that?
That was most of what you call it. Because they had another kind of little bit nasty name for it.
Well, they call it the privy or something?
Yeah, privy. One holder, a two holder.
Okay. Now you were telling me about the first house you lived in. I meant to ask you the rooms in it.
You did.
Well, I mean the three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You had what was the room that the family stayed in most of the time?
That was what we called the big room, living room.
Living room.
Mm-hmm. Fireplace room.